Hello, and welcome to the May 2021 edition of our Arlington Talking Books newsletter called News to Use. My name is Jennifer Odlum, and I will be presenting this edition of the newsletter. This newsletter will have the following content: Arlington Public Library news, which will include library service updates, information about an upcoming staffing reorganization, the summer reading program, perks to having a library card, and highlights from our events calendar. Then we will share information about NLS Director Karen Kenninger's retirement, followed by the bestseller list. Let's get started. Arlington Public Library News, Library Service Update. As we look towards summer, Arlington Public Library is preparing to increase in-person services and reopen additional library branches in the coming months. Our summer goals. Based on the recently approved Arlington County FY22 budget, the library plans to expand open locations after July 1st, as hiring and training of new staff allows. The library hopes to open Aurora Hills and the newly renovated Columbia Pike branches during the month of July. The library hopes to open Cherrydale and Glen Carlin branches by fall 2021, and sooner if possible. And the library hopes to expand service models at Central Library, Shirlington, and Westover branches. The library also hopes to prioritize increased access to library collections, public computers, and public space at all locations, with continued consideration for social distancing. The Plaza branch will remain closed in preparation for a long-planned expansion and renovation. Stay tuned to the library website, library.arlingtonva.us, for additional updates and specific dates for service changes as summer approaches. Library reorganization. In the next few months, the library is reorganizing its staffing structure, including the staffing of the Talking Book service. At some point later this year, Talking Books will transition to being staffed by a different team. We don't yet know the details, but we, Bridget, Brittany, Jennifer Lewis, and myself, Jennifer Odlum, will continue taking care of your requests and staffing the service for now. When we have more information about the new team, we will share it with you. Summer reading news, June 1st until September 1st. Summer reading kicks off on June 1st, and once again, you are invited to participate. This year's theme is Food for Thought, and prizes include the following. For each person that completes the 2021 Summer Reading Challenge, the Friends of the Arlington Public Library, FOL, will donate $1 to the Arlington Food Assistance Center, AFAC. Talking Book patrons who complete summer reading will have the choice of either receiving a set of large print measuring cups or be entered into a raffle to win a gift certificate to one of many favorite Arlington restaurants. Gift certificates will be emailed directly to the winners. When you contact us to say you've completed the challenge, just let us know your prize preference. Read for an extra 30 days or complete any 3 bonus challenges to become a super reader and earn an extra prize. The bonus challenges include downloading an ebook or an e-audiobook, exploring the library's book lists, and/or attending a library book club. Notify Talking Book staff when you have completed the extra challenge. Participation is easy. All you need to do is use the attached reading log, keep track on your own, or download the Arlington Public Library app and track your reading there. Make a note of every day that you read. Once you have read for 30 days, contact the Talking Book staff to report your completion. You can contact us by phone, 703-228-6333, or by email, talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us. Library Card Perks Part 2, Audio Described Video. Are you familiar with audio described videos? Arlington Public Library has over 450 DVDs in its collection that have this feature. Audio description is an accessible feature to help people with low vision understand what is happening on the screen. According to the American Council of the Blind's definition, audio description is commentary and narration which guides the listener through the presentation with concise, objective descriptions of new scenes, settings, costumes, body language, and sight gags, all slipped in between portions of dialogue or songs. Audio description is sometimes available for live theater performances, in movie theaters, and in this case, within your DVD's settings. To locate audio-described DVDs in our library collection, visit the catalog. www.libcat.arlingtonva.us/union/search. That's www.libcat.arlingtonva.us/union/search. Use the following limits to narrow your results. Select format, DVD. Select genre, video recordings for people with visual disabilities. Please contact us if you have any questions about this or other library features. Calendar of events at the library. Our programs continue to be online, but we are preparing to increase in-person services and open additional library branches in the coming months. As these service and branch openings happen, they'll be announced on the library's website. In the meantime, we are happy to offer programs on a wide range of topics for nearly every interest. Summer is soon upon us, which means summer reading. With this year's theme being food for thought, what better way to kick it off than by joining author Anne Velisis as she discusses her book, Kitchen Literacy, How We Lost Knowledge of Where Food Comes From and Why We Need to Get It Back. Or attend an Arlington Reads signature author event and settle in for a conversation between author activist Joan E. Bieran and library director Diane Kresh. Here are a few upcoming programs that may be of interest. Lunch with a Librarian, Virtual Book Buzz, on Thursday, June 3rd, from 12 p.m. until 12:30 p.m., online. Encore Learning Presents, author Carol Stricker on Protecting America on Diplomacy's Front Lines, on Monday, June 7th, from 3 p.m. until 4:30 p.m., online. Anne Velisis, Kitchen Literacy, How We Lost Knowledge of Where Food Comes From and Why We Need to Get It Back, on Wednesday, June 9th, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., online. Dementia Free Arlington, on Wednesday, June 16th, from 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m., online. Joan E. Bieran, in conversation with Library Director Diane Kresh, on Thursday, June 17th, at 7 p.m. until 8 p.m., online. Meatballs and Matzo Balls, Recipes and Reflections from a Jewish and Italian Life, on Monday, June 21st, 3 p.m. until 4 p.m., online. Remember, everything we offer at the library is free. In National Library Service news, Karen Kenninger, NLS Director, has retired after years of service. This is an abbreviated version of the article in the NLS newsletter, which you can find at www.loc.gov/nls/about/news/quarterly-newsletter-news/news-january-march-2021/. When she was hired as NLS Director in 2012, Karen Kenninger recalls, quote, "I thought because I had run a network library and been a patron that I knew everything," unquote. 9 years later, she laughs at her naivete. Quote, "Acting Director Ruth Scovel told me that I had a very steep learning curve ahead of me, and I thought, how could that be? But she was absolutely right," unquote. Now, as she looks towards retirement later this spring, Kenninger credits a tremendous, dedicated staff and her own passion for the work with helping her meet the challenges of the job. The Braille e-reader currently in pilot testing was one of those passions. Quote, "It was a dream of mine," Kenninger says. "I said 9 years ago, if I could make that happen, I could retire happily. I have the privilege of having access to refreshable Braille because of my job, but a lot of people can't afford thousands of dollars for devices, and I knew the only institution with the capacity to solve the problem was NLS." Unquote. Making that reality was a long process. Quote, "We knew intuitively that this was what people wanted, but we needed them to say it so we could base our decisions on data," Kenninger explains. But that doesn't mean NLS has neglected audio under her tenure. Contracts with commercial audiobook publishers opening the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, website to books recorded by cooperating libraries, and the Marrakesh Treaty, which facilitates the exchange of books in accessible formats among more than 80 countries, have expanded the NLS audio collection. Meanwhile, the BARD mobile app, which makes more than 100,000 audio and e-braille books on BARD available to patrons with smart devices, and Duplication on Demand, which allows network libraries to put multiple audiobooks on a single digital cartridge, have both streamlined patron access. Seeing so many of her goals for NLS become reality makes this a satisfying time for retirement. Quote, "It's been a tremendous place to work, and I'm happy, very happy I took the chance," unquote, Kenninger says, but she is confident that others are ready to continue the initiatives she began. Finally, the bestseller list. In fiction, The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab, DB 100901. Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro, DB 102764. The Law of Innocence by Michael Connelly, DB 101096. The Red Book by James Patterson, DB 102768. Shuggy Bane by Douglas Stewart, DB 101310. In nonfiction, The Codebreaker by Walter Isaacson, DB 102772. Disloyal by Michael Cohen, DB 102719. 400 Souls by Ibram X. Kendi, DB 102425. Modern Comfort Food by Ina Garten, DB 101418. Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty, DB 102147. Finally, don't forget to contact us. The Talking Book staff is here for you. We can help you select or download books, or connect you with other information you might be looking for. We hope to hear from you. You can reach us by phone at 703-228-6333 or by email at talkingbooks@arlingtonva.us. That concludes this edition of the News to Use newsletter. Thank you for joining us.